It's Mikael Betts here with Andreas Prairie, and you're listening to
Deep Breakdown.
Today's topic is Chicago's athletes decompensated. First topic is big-time college athletes such as Zion Williamson being severely injured. As we all know, in the beginning of this college season, we were introduced to a phenom in Zion Williamson, who took the country by storm with his tremendous talents and his tremendous jumping abilities, and he's just a walking highlight reel. But one game in at Duke versus North Carolina, Zion Williamson, in the first 5 seconds of the game, went down with a seemed-to-be bad injury, but didn't come out to be as bad. This injury cost him like five to six games. And people thought that it was a sprained MCL or torn ACL, but luckily it was just a sprained knee, and he was able to come back from that injury. You got any words on this injury?
Yeah, it's crazy because many people were depending on the Duke and North Carolina game just on its own, and they ended up losing just because of his injury.
Yeah, ended up losing by like 20+.
That's what I'm saying. So if he were to have a severe injury, people would be even more upset that they couldn't see him play later on in the NBA, and it would impact his future and the league and how everything would be later on.
Exactly.
Just from one injury. And then he would have been getting paid millions in the NBA. And if he would have got severely injured in college without getting paid at all, I know he would have been upset.
Yeah,
I would have been mad.
Just imagine if that sprained knee was a tearing ACL or anything, because his game depends so much on athletic abilities, and any ACL injury can ruin that athletic ability, as we've seen with such players as Derrick Rose. And if he got injured at college, we weren't able to see him in the NBA in his prime while he's only 18, 19 in college, then that would have been seriously, it would just been a what if moment for the entire sports world. So luckily he wasn't severely injured, but the reason why I bring this up is athletes like him who are bringing in billions and billions of dollars of just money for the NCAA, while he gets none of the profit, he's not compensated none of the money. He's just on campus. They give him a free education, which doesn't really matter for an athlete like him, because he's only going to school for 1 year. Then he's going to the NBA. So that's a big problem in college sports, and that needs to be fixed very soon. But back coming off of that, we're going to talk about smaller athletes, not as big and who don't have a chance like Zion did, such as Kevin Ware, who got injured in, 2013?
Yeah.
He got injured in 2013 during an NCAA tournament, and his leg came out his skin. It was a gruesome injury. It was a really gruesome injury. But seeing that happen, seeing this kid go out there every day, put his heart, his sweat, tears into this game, and go down like that, and knowing that he's not even being compensated, and he put his basically life on the line. It hurts my stomach to think of stuff like that. You got anything to say about Kevin Ware's injury?
Yeah, like with Zion, you knew he was gonna go crazy in the NFL, NBA.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and with Kevin Ware, that needed a opportunity, like to get paid and to get wealthy off of basketball. Him getting injured like that just ruined all his chances. So it's like you just feel bad for someone like that to just work so hard, and then when they're so close, they just got injured and couldn't play anymore.
Pretty sure, like, after his injury, he was told by the doctor that he couldn't come back to the team, and he played for Louisville, and Louisville ended up, taking away his scholarship, and that's terrible. That's just terrible because he didn't have the same talent as Zion. He wasn't a surefire NBA player. He was on the border of being an NBA player, and that injury just took it all away from him. So these players need to be paid. We're gonna move on to college coaches or just people in the NCAA who are being paid. And this past week, Clemson football head coach Dabo Swinney was paid $93 million for 10 year. He signed a $93 million 10 year contract for the Clemson Tigers. Well, his players don't get any money at all. He's getting $93 million just off this one contract. You have anything to say about these coaches or these officials being paid as much as they are without these college athletes being paid as well?
Yeah, I think it's crazy. You said $94
million? $93 million.
$93 million. And I know coaches just be paying their, like, their athletes to come over.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to just make it a big deal because it's illegal. So I feel like they should just make it legal because they're getting paid just as much as an NFL coach.
Exactly. Even more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I just think that's crazy that the athletes are the one risking getting injured, risking everything, just trying to go to the league, and then the coaches are just getting paid overly too much.
Yeah, that's a big thing, because backing off of that, college officials or NCAA officials are also being paid tremendously based off the revenue that these college athletes bring in for them. So that's another big flaw in the system of the NCAA, and also the word amateurism is always brought up when you're talking about collegiate sports. But that doesn't go with this topic, because amateurism doesn't go with collegiate sports, because these athletes are working hard as just like professionals. Like, you hear stories from athletes talking about them waking up 5 a.m. getting a workout in with the coach, them going to classes, and they work out again, then they have practice. They don't get back to their dorms or wherever they live until 7, 8 at night. These kids, the whole day is dependent on working and getting better at their craft, or they're not being compensated. So that's a big flaw in these collegiate sports in 2019, and they need to be fixed ASAP. That's it. Me is trying to. Also, do you think I got another one? Do you think that the NBA trying to bring back the high school rule, which will allow college athletes to come back, which will allow high school athletes to skip college and go straight to the NBA. How do you think that will affect? Do you think that would change everything?
I feel like it could change for a good and a bad. I feel like high school students that aren't ready, it would like jeopardize their future if they were to take the college route and give it time. But then again, I feel like players such as LeBron and crazy athletes, if they were to go straight to the league, like if Zion were to go straight to the league, I would be okay with it.
Yeah, it's not many like those LeBron athletes. So I don't think it's not for everybody.
Yeah, I feel like it's only for those
once-in-a-generation
talents.
It'll only solve so much problems, but it wouldn't be the end-all, be-all. It only fix the players who are the greats, who will be greats. It will only help those players, but the players who are just trying to make a living in that said sport, really won't help them at all. So
yeah, I feel like college route is the best route.
Yeah, like I have nothing wrong with the college route. The only thing I have wrong with it is these athletes who, like I said before, put their blood, sweat, and tears into their sport. They're not being compensated at all, and I'm a big believer that needs to be changed, and we need to start moving in the right direction as a as a people and as a people who love that, and as a person who loves their sport of basketball, football, I just want these athletes to be compensated for what they love to do, just as I want to be compensated for what I do, or if I have a job, I want to be compensated for that job, and this is a job for them sometimes, and yeah, that's it. I'm going to end it there. You were hearing the
Deep Breakdown
by Mikel Bass and Andreas Perry.